Because I've noticed we can set in, how many's ever set in a church service with good praise like they put on this morning, and all the ministries going on this morning with the children marching in the Lord's army and shouting victory, and we can sit here and we can still be in bondage. And that's what I want to address this morning. How we can serve such a God, a liberating God that has come to set us free. And He said, when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And so I want you to be free indeed. Okay, and that's what we're going to look at. I'm thankful for freedom this morning. Everybody have your sword and you're ready to learn? This is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can be what it says I can be. I can have what it says I can have. I can give what it says I can give. I can go where it says I can go. And I can learn what it says I can learn. In Jesus' name. Amen. In John's Gospel, the 8th chapter, I want to read you a few scripture this morning as we get started. And to me, this is the key to freedom. You know, we get saved, and that's the start of salvation is the start to true freedom, in my opinion. I used to do prison ministry down at Joseph Harp, and we did that for quite some time. And it was amazing to me. I could go into the prison system and see people inside the prison that were winning other inmates and more free as a person than a lot of people I knew on the outside that was free. They were free to roam where they wanted to roam, but they didn't have the freedom, these prisoners. And they would just glow with the anointing of Jesus Christ. As you go and visit and minister to them, and you'd wind up being ministered to. I never forget a lady that made a deep impression on me and taught me as a young preacher at the time. I was just an associate pastor at a church where I was, Jan and I used to attend, and her name was Mrs. Jones, Clara Jones, and she was eat up with cancer on the inside. But I'm telling you, the cancer never touched her spirit. She was free. She taught me through this, and I'll never forget. I mean, she taught me that disease and sickness and circumstance can only affect you in the amount that you allow it to. That's all. Because I watched her, and the doctor said, there's nothing we can do for her. And you go in, and I say, Miss Jones, it's good to see you today. And she would just brighten up the room, and she was rejoicing in the Lord and never lost that. I thought cancer didn't rob her because she was free indeed. And so I'm here to ask you this morning, are you free indeed, or what robs your joy? What robs your victory? What robs you? And here's one of the things. I was going to wait, but I want to just go ahead and plant the seed so you can mull it over. Here's the indicator to see if you're free or not. When you're saying, and how many knows we all are going to say something? We wake up saying. We wake up, this thing just starts, doesn't it? And so just do this. Sharon was talking about giving you an assignment. Just do this. One of the things that I want you to look at is when you get up in the morning, what comes out of this right here? Is it praise and glory to God, and does it remain that way for the day, or do you gripe about many things, Martha? It's an indicator of how free you are. It's one of the greatest indicators you'll probably ever find. Do you complain? Well, if you had to live with him, you'd complain too, Pastor. You know what we say for you ladies? Well, it's just, we hate that you're you. No, you chose him, and somewhere or another you were in love with him, and you've invested, and you've made commitments. And so, you know what? Find a way to make it work where you are, to be free in that relationship. So what's coming out of your mouth? And there's all kinds of areas that we're in bondage in. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we can be in bondage to. Some of us are in bondage to fear. We live in a world where, you know, you won't go somewhere, you won't, and some of it's, I know, wisdom, you know, to watch where you go, but sometimes it's just fear. I never forget after 9/11, that following Thanksgiving, we went to Europe to see our son that Thanksgiving. And my dad just freaked him out. Well, son, I can't believe you're traveling right now. I said, Dad, my son is in Europe and his family, and I'm going to go see them. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. See? And how many knows there's always, and some of you, fear of losing your job. fear. Here was the children of Israel. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they, for a day or two, they marched and they're just like the children around here. I'm in the Lord's army. And then one day somebody said, pass me the water, please. And they said, well, where is the water? Well, we're out of water. Well, where to get water? Well, we found a little stream, but you know what? This water here is contaminated, and boy, it just spread. The fear just spread. Just whoosh. And all of a sudden, their marching turned to complaining. And that was a pattern that they had. And you know what? They missed the promised land. And I don't want you and I to miss the promised land. I want you and I to possess the promised land. How many knows the promised land is? He said, if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. It's not dependent on economy. It's not dependent on your husband or your wife. It's not dependent on your job situation or how high gas is or how high bread goes to or none of those things. How many knows the freedom that we enjoy is dependent on the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ? And how many knows, here's the good news. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and when? Forever. Which means that, man, you can be free from now till Jesus comes. And then you're just engulfed with freedom everywhere all around you. Because you're going to stand before the throne where there is no sickness, shame, suffering, sin. None of that stuff is even going to exist. And so today, I'd like for us all just to get free if we could. I mean, we live in America and we're going to pay taxes till we die. Somebody said that's two things you know you're going to do. Die and pay taxes. That's not real good doctrine, but I guess it's a fact, isn't it? Guess it's a fact. Some of us never reach our potential because we never get free because we're afraid we will fail. I love to see people that would take a challenge and say, you know what, this is what I believe God wants me to do, and so I'm going to reach for the challenge and I'm going to do everything I can to accomplish that goal. I love to watch people do that. It just excites me. To see people that says, I believe. I saw a lady yesterday. I was sitting in my chair interceding for Jana and watching TV while she was cooking. That's a good man, isn't it? Bless her, Lord. Give us strength, God. That smells good. Hallelujah. She told me to sit down, okay? She said, just sit down there for a minute. And I had other chores I did that she gave me. But this lady says, she was a single lady, and she worked as a marketer and something, and she said, I bought a house, I wanted to be able to walk to the store, to the mall, I wanted to be close to my work, I wanted to be close to a park, I was gonna adopt a child, and I wanted to have certain rooms, and I wanted to do this and do that, and so she walked through everything she wanted to do, and she had accomplished it. She had a little Asian girl that she had adopted that was just happy and had her own little room, and she had it next to the park where they could walk, and she had all this vision that when she bought this house, and it all came true, and she was living her vision. You could just see the joy on her face and in her life. It wasn't just about a house to me. It was about a woman that said, I've got clear vision of where I want to go, and I'm able to get there. I'm telling you, that's freedom when you know what God wants you to be. Some of you say again, I know God wanted me I want to be a mother. I want to be a mom, and I just love them children out. And you know, you grow up and you be the best mom. You know, some people, they'll look at some of you moms, they'll say, that's the best mom I've ever seen in my life. That's a good mother. Well, congratulations, you made it. And then some people say, well, I hate to bring children into the world. It's just so dark and gloomy and doomy. And well, that's true. But how many knows they bring a lot of joy? How many were just smiling when they marched around a while ago? And especially if you had one in there, you know, whoo, there goes Addie, and there goes Keaton, and all, there goes Alyssa, and there goes, you know, and you just name them off, and they're just marching, you know. And the smiles just light up. So they bring us joy. And how many knows God can keep the little boogers until He's ready for them, and then they'll just go home? In fact, He said, I'll give you one warning if you touch my children. It would be better for you, child predator, if you had a big rock strapped to your neck and thrown into the bottom of the ocean. That would be the best scenario for you. So He does have His eyes. He's watching His children. But some of you are afraid of failure, and so you never try anything, and you never... Some are just past her state boards for cosmetology. Now she is official. She can cut your hair legally. I love that stuff. For some of you that's reaching for goals, go for it. What if you fail? Well, what if you don't? What if you fail? Well, get up and try again. I'm 54, and next May I will walk as with my master's degree. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody said, will you go get your doctorate? I said, no, it's not my vision. I'm tired of school. I'm old and I'm tired of school. But you know what? I just had a dream. I said, I'm not too old to learn. And it was harder for me, but I just said, I can do all things through Christ. This is what I want to do for me. And so this is what I did and for the kingdom. And it's opened doors and it's helped me to be where God wants me to be. And so whatever you want to do, are you free to do that? Let me tell you, get free to have a great relationship with your family. All your family. Well, my family's dysfunctional. Well, quit saying that. Say, my family used to be dysfunctional, but now they have a light and a salt in their area. That's me, and they will never be the same again. Now, you might want to say that lightly at first to yourself, to us, because we believe. But if you've got that kind of family, quit professing that over your family. And start praising God for getting your family in order, for getting your life in order. I see people, you know, come in with your joy zapped. You know, we should be the most joyful people on the planet. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But we grumble and gripe and complain and we fall into the same pit that the children of Israel fell into with all the signs and wonders and miracles that God had just shown to them. And that's what He reminded them of in Numbers. He said, you know what, I've shown you all of these signs and wonders for all these times, and you still complain, and so you will miss the promised land that's full of abundance. That's what scares me. I don't want to be in that category. I don't want to be those that... There's Christians that are getting free, that salvation, and are coming out to the wilderness. And there is a journey. How many knows along this journey there is a dry places that we're going to go through? Everyone's going to go through dry places. We're going to lose loved ones along the way. We're going to lose loved ones that shouldn't go before us. We're going to lose children. We're going to lose parents. We're going to lose brothers and sisters. That's a part of this system that we're in. But we will never lose the power and the might and the blessings of God unless we turn it loose and quit. Because He's promised us that. Failure. Some of us, we fell, and some of us are what we're enslaved to is hurt. If you're here today and you're hurting, hurt is a part of a healing process, but it shouldn't take very long as a Christian. You know, month, 2 months, 6 months, year. But I'm telling you, there needs to come a time when the hurt that you're carrying, the bitterness, the resentment, whatever it may be, there needs to come a time that you say, you know what, it is enough. I went through the process and now I'm getting over this and I'm going on by the grace and the help of God. Think about Peter when he looked across the courtyard when Jesus needed him most. And even in the garden before that, they fell asleep. And Jesus said, I need you guys. And then they go to the courtyard and he looks across and when he's a slave of fear, the man that had, Jesus that had led him for 3 years, over 3 years, and poured his life into him and blessed him and been his every need, he looks across the courtyard and he said, I don't even know that man. And starts cursing and using profanities. At that moment, because he was a slave to fear. You know what it tells me? You can walk close to Jesus for a while and still be a slave of fear at any moment. In fact, Paul says in Galatians, he says, don't get tangled up again in the bondage that you were once in. Which tells us we can get tangled up again in bondage if we're not careful. And so we need to be careful not to fall back into that, and to live in the freedom. Listen, it's like having a bank account that the money's there, you need to write the check. If I came to you this morning, I said, I opened up a checking account for you, it's unlimited money, just help yourself, what would you ask me? Where's the checkbook? You know, that's what I'd ask you. I just won the lottery, so everybody that comes to prayer of faith, I always had that dream. I like to win the lottery. And everybody that comes to prayer of faith right now all gets $1 million, and those that live say, oh, man. I'm deep, aren't I? Just a thought. Sometimes we are slaves. Last week, Michelle gave us a beautiful spanking, didn't she? In fact, she, you know what? I appreciate her. She's on the web now. So she's putting her health tips on our website. So just stay on there for you that, you know, some of us are, we're in bondage to our appetite. And that's all I'll say about that. But you know what? We need to get free. Some, there's bondage to lust. You know, pornography everywhere and but there, and I could go on and on. Just all these things that we can be in bondage to. But let's read the scripture. In John 8 and 30, he spoke these words. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. So he's got a setup of believers here. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Our one verse says, you really are his disciple if you stay in this word. Really are. And so he says, you know what? We need to abide in his word. That means to remain or to stay in this word. Miss Donna was talking about having a Bible study and breaking it down in the Greek with her children. And they're excited about it. I thought, isn't that odd? And she said, and then she says, Dominic says, are you going to take the book we've been studying with you? Will you go on TDY? Because if you're not, I'd like to take it and study that here and when you call home. Now that's exciting. That's exciting. Because, and I said, you know what? That's powerful. If you can get the word, listen parents, if you can get the word in your children anyway right now through Bible stories, through scripture readings, however it works for you, principles and morals that you want to teach them from here and transplant into their heart, do it now because you won't have them forever. We did that for our son and now he's been halfway around the world for 12 years. But you know what? People look at him and say, how did you know that about the Bible? How did you know all that? That's because we put it there before he left. And the Bible, here's the good news. He said, if you'll do that, they can't turn it off when they leave. They can't turn it off. May ignore it, but they cannot turn it off. So keep the Word of God inside of them. He said, you're my disciples indeed. Listen, freedom comes as we remain in God's Word. You want true freedom from whatever you're in bondage to today, whether it's lust or greed or appetite or what failure, fear, whatever it may be, this is the key to getting free, is stay in the Word of the living God. He said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You ever been afraid because you didn't know what was right and what was true? I can remember as a young child, and we grew up out. And I was in a very protective environment, but I can remember somebody saying, when they step on the moon, when man steps on the moon, the planet is going to come to an end. The world is going to end. You remember that? I was just a little bitty kid, but I remember that. And I think, oh, man. Now I hear about somebody predict. Now it's 2:12, isn't it? They even got a movie coming out. 2:12's the end. You kids better hurry up. If you're ever going to enjoy life, you better do it. If you're going on vacation, you better get it done. And then there's people that they're this goofy. They'll go out and they'll charge all their credit cards up because Jesus is coming by this time, and then they're stuck with debt. That literally happened. Just blew me away several years ago. And what's scary about stuff like that, you don't know the truth unless you know this. It doesn't scare me anymore. 2:12 doesn't scare me. If it comes, I'm ready. How many's ready? See? How many knows this is prep work for where we're going? That's all this is. We're going to shout down here and have fun down here. And when we get up there, we're going to shout up there and have fun up there without all the baggage that we have here. All the pains and hurts and things we suffer down here. So you shall know the truth, and the truth. This truth is what makes us free. This will make us free. It says, and they answered him, we are Abraham's descendant. We have never been in bondage to anyone. And see, we say that some about Jesus. Well, I'm a Jesus follower, and I'm not in bondage. He says, you know what? He says, you can say you will be made free. Jesus said, most assuredly I say unto you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And there's another area of slavery. It's when we choose to dabble in sin. You know, Christians looking for the borderline. Well, how far can I go and not be in sin? Here's your good phrase. When in doubt, do without. Just till you find out what Jesus thinks about it. Verse 35, and when a slave does not abide, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. How many knows we are sons and daughters of the Most High God? So abide in His presence. And then He says this, therefore if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall be free indeed. It's the same kind of freedom, and here's the good news. The good news is, everybody in your church doesn't have to agree with you. Everybody in your family, everybody at your school, everybody in your community where you hang out, they don't have to agree with you that you can be free. You can be free right where you are, just you and Jesus hanging out and loving on each other. When they came out of, the children of Israel came out of Egypt, remember what happened? They began to complain and complain and complain, and finally God said, that's enough. Everybody from a certain age over won't make it, and so in a certain amount of years, they'll all be dead, and then from 20 and under, they'll be mature, and they're going into the promised land. Except for Caleb and Joshua. He said, Caleb has a different spirit. Let me ask you, do you have a different spirit today? We should have a different spirit than the world that complains and gripes and grumbles and mumbles about everything. We should have a different spirit on us. We should be the ones that are giving hope out to a lost and dying world. I appreciate our president, and I heard a debate this morning. He's going to hair lift us. You know, he's taking money from the Social Security to put in like a socialist health plan. And all. How many knows president's not going to kill us or heal us? How many knows who's going to kill us or heal us? It's Jesus. Amen. In fact, he even gave us a warning. He said, don't fear those that just can kill your body, and after that they don't have any more, nothing they can do. I thought, well, that's pretty serious. Kill your body. He said, but fear the ones that has the power to kill you and cast your soul into hell. Now, it's not His will that any should perish, but all that should come to repentance. And He don't want to, and He'll never send anybody there. But you know what? If you choose to go and you buy your ticket and you reject the saving grace of Jesus Christ and you want to hang on to sin for the rest of your life and live in it, you can go. You can go. And here's what I want to close down with. Freedom is always more expensive than bondage. Ask these guys and girls that set up here and serve our country if freedom is not more expensive than bondage. That's why they're fighting. That's why they sign up on the dotted line. That's why they'll lay their life on the line. It's because, you know what? We enjoy freedoms, but it costs. Now, I was never military, and some of us may never be in the military, but when 9/11 happened, I was ready to pick up my gun and do whatever I need to do. And I know I'm a preacher, and I'm supposed to just pray for people. I'll bless them before I kill them, Lord, in Jesus' name. That's a terrible preacher, isn't it? But I'd do the same thing for you if they came to our church and tried to drag you out of here, and they flew over here and dropped troops around. I'd defend you until I died. I felt that in my heart. You know, I was probably close to 50 when that happened, but that's okay. Well, I was 11 years ago. I wasn't quite that old, but I was ready to go. I was ready to go. And I knew what it could cost. In fact, one of our deacons here signed back up after that happened, and he's still in the military. And he just got back again from Baghdad. And so he knows. He felt it. But I'm telling you, freedom has always cost you more than bondage. In fact, Jesus put it this way. He said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, but there's a narrow gate that leads to life. You know why it's narrow? Because it's more expensive. It'll cost you more. It costs me more to have a great, healthy relationship, because when pride comes and I don't want to do what my wife wants to do, I have to kill it in Jesus' name. Cost me. I have to die. If you have a great relationship, I guarantee there's parts of you that just has to die. Now, I'm not suffering living with Jana. I have a great relationship. But because we choose to die to different issues that we may have and can't agree on, it creates life. He said, if you'll die, take up your cross, and follow me, you'll find life. You'll just run right into it. And that's what you find. But the reason there's over 50% divorce rate in our country is because somebody don't want to die, because dying is hard. I don't want to do that. Well, you don't have to. That's where everybody else is. They're on that broad path that leads to destruction. Just get on board and follow the crowd. But you can't find life down that broad road, sir, ma'am. You cannot find life. He said it's a narrow gate. In fact, it's so hard when Jesus, when His time came to go through that narrow gate, He fell on His face and His sweat became like great drops of blood as He was battling with going to the cross through that narrow gate. And sometimes we have to do the same thing. We have to fall on our face and say, God, this narrow gate is killing me. And He says, I know, son, I know, daughter, but if you'll just come on through this gate, and if you'll die to self and die to what you want to do, I'll bring you through. And on the other side of that gate, you'll find bright light and life and help and hope and strength and anointing that you never thought about. But we don't do it because it comes at a higher price. Yesterday, I'm just going to confess to my nutritionist over here. Yesterday, Jana cooked turkey. That wasn't too bad. She cooked giblet gravy, salad, good salad. We had salad, and about that. You know, when I thought about half your plate should be veg. You know, when I thought about that right after I'd eat. I did not die yesterday. But guess what? I've lost 2 or 3 pounds already in the last. But yesterday was a sinful day for me. I ate 2 pieces of pie. They were small, but I ate 2 of them. You know why? Because it's hard for me to die to my appetite. It just is. And I'll just be honest with you. It is. But I'm trying hard, and I exercise a little more. And then this week I was a lot better on my daily routine. But it's just hard. It's hard to look better. That's why most of us don't look better. What we want to buy is products to help us look better. Products to make us feel better. That's why if somebody invents a stinking pill that's going to make us look like a model, we'll go and spend all we can spend on easy, because that's the broad way that don't work. And life is a choice every day we get up, to die or not to die. Take up our cross or not take up our cross. Jesus told us the way to destruction is broad. The way to life and health is narrow. And we get to choose. And so my prayer for you is that we'll look to the Son in whatever area we battle in. Because we all have battles. We all have battles. But whatever area we're battling in, to say, you know what? I want to declare freedom and I want to get on the narrow path. And Holy Spirit, I can't do that within myself, but I know You can help me. And that's where I want to camp. And so, you know, most of us can't just jump on the narrow path. But here's what I think we can do. We can just keep edging over toward the narrow path. Just commit to something. Here's the key. Jesus said, if you will be faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many. So this holiday season, if you want to restore a relationship, you may not can just jump in with both feet, but just get a little closer. Just say a little extra prayer for that relationship to be healed and say, you know what, I'm going to scoot a little bit closer. And until I get completely on that narrow path that's going to lead to life. That's going to lead to freedom where I want to be. And just set you a goal. This time next year, by April, by whatever, I'm going to be completely on that path, and this relationship will be restored. My health will be restored. Whatever you're battling, this I'm going to get on the narrow path that's going to lead to life and health. See, Jesus has already wrote the check. He's done everything He's going to do. Did you know that? Everything that He's going to do has already been done. Now it's up to you and I to get on that path. To take up our cross and begin to follow Him. That's freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That's what I pray for us. Father, we thank You for sharing Your Word with us. for giving us examples of freedom. You know, though, although Peter denied you, Lord, he had been on the straight and narrow path for a long time. And before it was all over, after all the cursing and all the denying and all the falling asleep when you needed him most, you said, go tell my disciples and Peter that I have risen. And so for all of us that's been fighting to stay on the narrow path, just like Pete was that day, when fear gripped his heart and he denied you, whatever's gripped our heart today, Father, and whatever we're carrying that's got us in bondage, I pray that you will forgive us in Jesus' name. God, we repent before you. We don't want to carry this around. We don't want to have a grumbling spirit, a whining attitude, but a victorious declaration of who Jesus is and who we are in Christ. Help us, Lord, to enjoy today. Like the song that was sang today, to go to the ball game, to hug on our children, to live life today, that's life. To enjoy what we have, the home we have, the car we have, the job we have, the spouse we have, the children we have, the country we have, everything that we have. Help us to be grateful today, right where we are, so we can live in freedom. And if something needs to be repaired or restored or healed or better, give us insight and anointing today to say, this is what you need to do to get on the narrow path. And begin to lead us and guide us and direct us down that narrow path that will lead to victory and success. We hunger and we thirst for righteousness, Lord. So help us to abide in you and abide in your word so that we can know the Son and we'll be true disciples and we will be set free indeed. That is our prayer today. That's our request that we ask in Jesus' name. While Christian praying heads are bowed, if you're here today and you need freedom through the salvation of Jesus Christ, this is a great time to just let Him in as Lord and Savior of your life. And if you would like for me to lead you in a prayer that will lead you to salvation today, and that you can know that you know that you're on your way to heaven and that you belong to Jesus Christ today, if you'd like me to lead you in that life-giving prayer that He told us to pray, I'd like to do that if you just lift your hand and say, I want to make Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of my life today. Is there one before we dismiss? Thank you, Lord. All right. Everyone's good in that area. Well, then, let me just say this. Let's walk in freedom. Choose to walk in freedom. This holiday, you know, when we have a chance to join in with the grumbling and complaining and all the stuff that's not happening or somebody can't... Let's just be light and salt this year. Let's just walk in freedom and be happy where we are doing what we do. And that's loving God and loving people. Look up here at me and say, I'm just going to love God and love people these holidays. Come on. I'm going to love God and love people. Come on. Just wave at it. Come on. I'm going to love God and love people. Yeah, I'm free. I'm free. Okay. Next Sunday. Yeah, for next Sunday. Do you want to come up? Okay, come on. I got some helpers here keeping me straight. All I do here is preach, and they help me, you know, with everything else. What you want to say something? Let me get your microphone. Where are we here? I've seen a real transformation in this woman. Joanne has come off and on for quite a while. This is Kathy's mom and Kathy Day's mom, but I told her the other day. I said, "You got something this time, didn't you?" She said, "Yes, I did." But now I watch her, she used to just walk in and walk out, and now she'll walk in and she hugs people and kisses people and calls us baby and honey. And I thought, woo, Jesus is on you. It's oozing out of you now. So she got it, and she's going to be baptized next Sunday. And yeah.
Amen. Okay. I guess it's been years and years that
I thought Jesus was in my heart. But no. It was just a thought. But now, Jesus is my Savior.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I am so proud of being part of Jesus. Being part of this family that is surrounded by me. I love every one of y'all, and Jesus loves you. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Next Sunday we have Joanna's being baptized. Tina is going to be baptized, and who else is being baptized? Huh? Jessica is going to be baptized. So we have three that will be baptized next Sunday. If you've never been baptized, if you'll let us know, we'll get with you and make that happen for you. So we're very proud of these three, though, that taking the next step in their faith for Christ. Is there anything else? Thank you. All right. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, let us be light and salt this week. And may we live in freedom. May we truly be free indeed. In honor of Jesus Christ, in honor of every soldier that's defended this privilege and this right we have in the United States of America to live free. Help us, God, to say, you know what? It's my right as a Christian and as a citizen of the United States, and I'm going to live in freedom by the help and the hope and the power of the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, amen. If you're a first-time visitor, we have a little gift for you up here. If you'll come see me, God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday.